For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, let's talk about the collection. And after the revolution, let's start with The Collection, a drama by Nobel Prize-winning English playwright Harold Pinter. Torrance Bass is putting it on over at the Adam Mickiewicz Dramatic Circle on Fillmore at the corner of Paderewski. And I can't say enough about it. I loved every aspect.
Well, isn't it a wonderful play? And I think that it would make even a good introduction to Pinter to people who had not seen Pinter before. I've not seen it as often as The Birthday Party or The Homecoming, a betrayal, but it has all of the qualities that we particularly appreciate from a Harold Pinter play, an ambiguous relationship among a group of people. In this case, people who overlap but don't quite know each other. There's a possible infidelity, one man's wife possibly going with the friend of this other couple. But we can never really know who's telling the truth completely. This threat that something bad is going to happen unless things are made right in a situation where it seems that nothing can be made right. The Torrance Bass production, heightened by a set design by Christina Siegel, who is an expressionistic designer who has created a distorted space, these trapezoids that were with a wall that squeezes one side to the edge and then squeezes the other side to the edge, and these characters to interact in that space.
I also like the fact that the boxes, before they're squeezed, they're perspective, so they squeeze down towards upstage, and everybody looks as if, you know, they're just getting under pressure, which of course they are, but physically here as well as mentally.
And so economically told, none of the melodramatic devices that usually fuel tension in a drama here, simply the facts of it and the relationships as they shift and evolve. I thought that Stan Klemenko, as the possibly cuckolded husband, very, very good. Courtney Turner as this rather aloof woman who has set the drama in motion, we think, maybe, somehow, sort of. And Willie Judson, a nicely controlled performance. And then a new actor I had not seen before, Nicholas Bernard from Rochester, as this sexually ambiguous pawn between the two households.
Yeah, Willie Judson Jr., he's an older actor, and he just has that gravitas. And with Pinter, there has to be threat. And you don't know how far you can push him before something bad is going to happen.
And Pinter's turnaround is so elegant. He simply presents the other character with some facts. He never says, you didn't think this could blow back on you, but he says, oh, incidentally, I've been to your home. I've met your wife. I've seen your cat. Dot, dot, dot. Dot.
And a quick mention of the sound design by Justin Roland.
The Collection by Harold Pinter.
Now, for something, well, equally intense, After the Revolution. It's the second of the three plays by Amy Herzog that the Jewish Rep is going to be putting on this season. And in this story, a young, very idealistic woman has started a fund modeled after the ACLU, and she names it after her grandfather, who was a big lefty and stood up to the McCarthy hearings.
And then she finds out that her whole family has known, except she has not, that her grandfather was spying for Stalin. And this sets her world upside down, one could argue disproportionately, but it's mixed up in her family relationships. As the play begins, there is a party going on for her in progress, and she arrives in the middle of this, her father, her uncle, and there are interesting family dynamics. The play will end also in the middle of something. We feel as if everything's about to be resolved, but it's not. The grandmother will come back and say, resolved perhaps for you, but for me, this is an unsatisfactory ending. And I think that that is characteristic of Amy Herzog, for whom pat resolution is not a goal. I found the central character's journey through her decision to be rather interesting. It's also frustrating. The clever introduction of the sister character, the sister who has had substance abuse problems and has always been the bad sibling.
Right. Now saying, hey, for once, I'm the good daughter.
And it's terrific.
I'm
liking this. Beautifully performed by Anne Rowaldy, by the way. I thought she was great.
Good. And Emma is played by Bonnie Jean Taylor, who has to go through, I don't know, more costume changes than I think I've ever seen, except in a Broadway musical. I mean, as the story moves forward, every scene she wears something different. It does let you know that things are moving forward.
I like the use of the revolve, which they have not used at the Sellers Theater before, but it allows them to keep things moving quickly, but also did not risk the temptation of changing the set completely behind the curtain every 10 minutes. It's still fairly minimal, very nicely done, and again, a sound design that enhances the action.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.